1776.
There must be something in the water in Washington, D.C., because, oops, there they go again. The U.S. Senate approves a new strategic nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Shocker. Start looked like it was DOA just a couple of months ago, and it gets through. So what a couple of weeks it's been for the President of the United States. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Brr, I hope you're keeping warm. I have my big baggy red sweatshirt on. That's when I know it's cold, when I go to the red sweatshirt. Do you have one of those comfort pieces of clothing? I know you do. Don't lie. I know every single one of you listening has one of those. And if you have a woman in your life and it's like a raggedy thing, you try to hide it from her because you're afraid that it's going to get tossed. You know, like a sweater that has all kinds of holes in it, rips, tears, whatever. Or maybe it's a hat. Boy, I've seen some atrocious looking hats in my day. And I'm a cap person. I have probably 1,000 just because of travels and people giving them to me. It's ridiculous, actually. But I probably have 1,000 baseball caps. And the one I like the best was the U.S. Open hat I got living in New York, 2001. You know why? Because it reminds me when I wear it, it reminds me each and every day how lucky one I was where I was in the city and how tragic that day became for all of us. Because the U.S. Open was just a week before the planes flew into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and Shanksville, the field, you know, ended up landing there. So that's my favorite hat, and I've worn it to death, literally, where it's just, it's raggedy. It's raggedy. Nobody wants to see the hat. Or my red sweatshirt. It's not raggedy, but it's the comfort piece of clothing that I reach, and then, you know, there's a certain time in the season because I've got it on, and it's finally cooler. So I know a lot of you are dealing with different kinds of weather as we are officially into winter. We're going to talk about LA and the problems that they're having, hydroplaning all over the place. Crazy how much rain has fallen in Los Angeles. But it wasn't rain, but it was tears of joy for the Democrats anyway, and some Republicans, because you had a couple of things that went through right before the break. The big one is START, because, like I said, didn't look like it was going to go through. For my money, do I really want to cut this deal with the Russians? There's some general terms in it, I'll say, and there's some things in it that I don't believe are a win-win for us at all. And ultimately, because the U.S. is always going to get slammed the hardest, the U.S. is the one, I think, in the end, that always loses. Because if anything can be thrown back into the face of our government when it comes to nuclear strategic treaties and all that sort of stuff, it will. It will happen. But 13 Republicans broke ranks. They decided, forget it, we're hooking up with the 56 Dems. And there was 2 independents on this. Guess who they were? You know the names. And they got the 2/3 vote to approve this deal, 71-26. How about that? 71-26. Very bipartisan, if you look at the numbers that I just said, the numbers that were necessary. Now, here's the deal. After all this pushing and prodding and shoving, we must do this, it still has to be approved by Russia, which would restart, this is the key thing, it restarts on-site weapons inspections, for whatever that's worth, right? And I think of, you know, I think of President Reagan and people who go back to Reagan. And yeah, Reagan can be vilified by a lot of people who are left of left. But Reagan, for whatever it was worth, was a great orator, had good speechwriters, no doubt. And the one thing he was is, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. And also, he had a great distrust, really, of the communist countries, because that was all part of that whole end of the Cold War thing. And Russia, too. Russia was absolutely right in there. And one of the things that he would say, and has been repeated a lot in the last couple of weeks, is trust but verify. So he's saying trust but verify over and over again. So you need to count them. You need to know where they are. Okay, whatever. I'll buy that. But in the end, am I going to buy the part that this is going to stop terrorists and this is going to make a lot of other countries think twice about arming themselves, nuclear arms? This is going to make people want to reduce other, when I say people, other nations want to reduce, and let's get away from this nuclear nightmare and the possibilities, because, geez, you never know. No. I think if somebody who's nutty enough has the capability of getting a nuke, threatening with a nuke, dumping a nuke, and they want to do it and they have no holds barred, they'll do it. I mean, to me, the greatest fear is really the rogue guy, is really the rogue terrorist and the possibilities of the calamity that that could be. And what the White House, I guess, is really thinking behind START is now we can put pressure with Russia, because Russia's tighter with Iran, obviously. We can pressure Russia to put their own kind of pressure on Iran over their nuclear ambitions. So does this hold? Will this hold when you've got the two largest nuclear powers, because that's Russia and that's the United States? Does it promote any kind of global security by jumping into the START treaty? And you can't convince me of that. Okay, so you pare them down. You're down to 1550. You can still blow the bejesus out of anyone you want to blow up. All right, I get that. So we still are pretty armed, sure, okay. But the other tenets of the treaty, I don't think happen. And so is this a victory ultimately for the U.S., or is it a slip by the U.S.? I mean, I would say this, the whole idea of sleeping with both eyes open, I would sleep with both eyes open and the ones in the back of my head. Russia is still on the short list. Still on the short list. But you did have Defense Secretary Robert Gates, because they're always trotting them out, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mullen, of course, who were pushing behind the scenes, pulling the strings, trying to get that approval, trying to make it happen, saying that this will make the world a better place for us. This will be less worry for us. But I don't believe that it is, because I still say you still have the rogue possibilities. And I also say that what I would be more concerned about is the defense mechanisms, And it's ratified. So it's done. And, you know, that's one more thing that happened in a lame duck session that really wasn't supposed to accomplish much. In the end, the lame duckers really got it done. The Democrats finally did something. I'm going to say, to you, lack of a better term, they manned up at the end when they were really limping along. What do you think? 800-259-5791.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So I got this text from D.C. in the afternoon from my pal who works at the Pentagon, and he said, man, the president's on fire. He is hitting nothing but net, basketball reference. And the so-called lame duckers are beating it down the court. I mean, everything they shoot is hitting. And I have to say this. I was just talking about the START treaty. And here's the deal with the START treaty. I don't think it has the impact because of it doesn't have the impact with the so-called, oh, this will show the world that we're going to hold hands and that they should forget about nuclear armament and all that sort of stuff. And geez, might dissuade some terrorists. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's just trying to throw stuff out there. If you look at the missile defense system, that would be what I would be concerned about. And if the Russians don't sign, because, I mean, the Russians still have to ratify this treaty, too. They were pushing hard for that to happen with the United States. But what if, for some reason, they didn't sign? Oh, boy, the president will look bad then with this giant, giant, aggressive campaign that we must be a part of START. I mean, this is the thing. The treaty only specifically narrows it down to a certain kind of weapon, right? And as we said, the number is 1550. So you look at the Russians, and you look at what's happened recently in Russia, and you look at, okay, some of the disconcerting things like the moles who were in place in New York, and of course we know there's Russian spies. I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I remember somebody telling me, and this is true, you know, their biggest fear was that you would have somebody who would assimilate enough and would speak like an American and just like the movies. And they would get into the military. They would be able to get that clearance, get in, and they'd have access. They'd have access to information. And for certain, I had a Navy commander tell me off the record. I also had an Air Force guard, he was, I guess for lack of a better way to describe what his job was. He told me the same thing. You know, that's the thing. If you want information, you talk to not either sometimes the highest of the highs who will tell you things off the record, or just the guy who's guarding the gate, the front gate, just the guy who's pushing that broom in the wee hours because people leave things behind. So anyway, will the Russians sign it is the other thing, and what are some of the specifics of it besides the number? I'm going to keep hearing the number. And what happens when Iran gets nukes? So they're already saying that they're going to share that information with other people. So the proliferation is upon us. It's happening. It's going to happen no matter what we decide to do with the START Treaty, but it's ratified on our end, okay. But it's not that was my problem with this. Because of the magnitude of maybe the decision to ratify, I thought there should have been more time on this. I mean, this isn't just a passing fancy. Oh, now we have to deal with Islamic terrorists and flying planes into our buildings and what's happening at our airports and, ooh, geez, maybe we need to check that passport thing a little bit closer since we put it into law 18 months ago and people are still getting through the border without showing their passport. But then there's this other thing, and it's the nukes, and there's this treaty. I think there should have been more digging on this. There should have been more digging on it, because the proliferation, like I said, is going to happen anyway. Iran's going to get it. They're going to share. That's it. They're going to share. And so there wasn't, for my money, there wasn't enough discussion about the specifics of it. That's it. I mean, the treaty was held back a couple of times. I'll grant you that. I get it. So we have this treaty with Russia. How many years after we've declared the Cold War is over? Their country is a mess right now. They're in turmoil economically, etc. I still say that Russia can always be a threat, but the bigger threat is now what happens with Iran. And, you know, will some of the nuts in Russia, you think they would supply Iran with the stuff that they need? You bet. Who are the people to fear? Here's a big question. Whether you're listening to me in that magical world of chat or the internet where you're hearing the show streaming live, or you're cruising around like Tomas with his family headed to the belly of the beast, the land of where the laws are made. Whatever it is that you're doing, wherever it is you're going, think about this for a second. Think about the power bases in places like Russia and Iran. And you think about my credo on America Tonight. The one thing I say all the time, I mean, it's a layup, but follow the money. It's about the money. What's in it for me, and follow the money, because that's the way people roll for the most part. And if that's true, then it's the guys who are the arms dealers who are counting the green, because they'll sell anybody anything, I think, for the right price. So if that information, if the knowledge is out there, that's what you have to really worry about. That's what you have to really be concerned about. Want to watch a good movie, and I know it's a movie, but that will stretch your mind a little bit to wrap it around the whole idea of nukes and guns, and not straight guns. I'm talking about guns that you can't get anywhere except for on the underground. Watch War, Inc. John Cusack's in it. It's a great movie, and I think they're so on target with that movie. Watch that movie, and you'll get a better sense for some of the the passing things that I've said here that I think come off the silver screen and really are pretty close to what could happen in real life. I mean, look, there's enough nukes to blow up the planet. We know that. We know that. But are we on the right path to keeping all of that at bay? That's what you have to ask yourself. Are we on the right path to keeping it away from us, to keep it away from ever happening? That's the deal. That's the deal. Okay, I'm going to jump off the start thing here in a second, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that happened in Washington, including the 9/11 bill. But first, let's go to Crazy Al in Canada. I'm sure he's locked and loaded. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, I'd like to salute all the Republican senators that voted to help out the 9/11 first responders.
Yep.
They proved that right-wingers do have hearts. I believe right-wingers have bigger hearts than liberals. But anyways, you know, I heard the president say today that gays are big and mean and like to kill people. That sounds like, I'm just kidding. But that sounds to me kind of homophobic and gay bashing, doesn't it? I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're so funny. Anyway, you're trying to get us to buy that line.
You know,
come on.
If anybody said that straight white guys were big and mean and like to kill people, I think we'd all be screaming too. But I know the point he was trying to make. But, you know, when President Obama is going to spend Christmas in Waikiki, right?
Right.
He's with the wife and kids
in Hawaii.
I hope on Christmas Eve he's visited by the ghost of President's past. I'm serious. I hope that three of my heroes, President Truman, President Reagan, and President JFK, I hope they visit him and just tell him to go into Pakistan, flatten Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and get the hell out of Afghanistan. You know, it's crazy. What right do North Americans have to tell Afghanis how to run their country? Why should we be micromanaging Afghanistan? You know, so don't.
Well, and you know this. The only reason that we tried to micromanage Afghanistan was the hunch for the Taliban, and it all goes back to Osama bin Laden. But you're right. Now at the peril of too many American lives, and it's not making any sense because nothing is really overall changing. You're right about that.
Well, they're in Pakistan. What the hell are we doing in Afghanistan?
That's right. That's right. They should have gone once again. Whoops. First we're in Iraq. Missed the target there. Now we're in Afghanistan. Oh, geez, we really should have been in Pakistan. We had Frank Gaffney telling us that 3 years ago.
Well, I can guarantee you President Truman wouldn't be fooling around with Al-Qaeda and Taliban for 10 bloody years. He would have solved it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Al, thanks. It's interesting. Al was talking about Obama and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Because he did sign it into law, and here was the quote, "No longer will tens of thousands of Americans' uniform be asked to live a lie or look over their shoulder in order to serve the country that they love. I say to all Americans, gay or straight, who want nothing more than to defend this country in uniform, your country needs you."
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're going to work together as much as we can. Senator Conway has spent a lot of time together trying to look toward next year, and I think this is part of that.
I don't mind taking the heat. You know, as a physician, I care about those people. As a citizen, I care about the firefighters in my own city and every other city. The fact is that you can still do it right. So you take all the heat, but you still get it done.
All right, taking all the heat, Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, and then, of course, Harry Reid. 9/11 health bill passing the Senate. Bravo. That is the best present, I think, that anybody affected by the horrible things that happened the days that followed after the planes flew into the World Trade Centers could possibly get. I was thinking of this, and I threw that out a few moments ago to people listening to us while we were off the air, waiting in the wings, so to speak, and with the best present you ever got for Christmas. And I would have to say, for those folks, it's got to be this, because this has been a long time coming. And you had lots of Republicans who threw in on this, and good for them, because this is one where I would agree. I would say that this was necessary. The deal was much better once the deal was worked out by Schumer pushing the ball forward and Gillibrand. I think that it was much more palatable. It makes more sense. And it's a good deal for the people who should not be suffering because they helped Americans who were in dire need, or tried to help Americans who were in dire need in one of our darkest days, probably our darkest day. And they weren't thinking about their kids at home, their family, what was happening to them when they were walking into a hell pit. I mean, Ground Zero is a pleasant name. It was a hell pit is what it was. So this is a positive thing. And I don't care how conservative you are or how right of right you are or whatever. Good for Tom Coburn for doing that. And this was smart to push this forward. This was smart to jump on board. You know, while I don't agree with what happened with the START Treaty, but do I think it's really going to matter? Do I think it's going to amount to anything ultimately on the grand stage of nuclear proliferation? I don't. So, okay, so then you could say, well, so they signed that. But that's also part of the problem. Maybe there could have been more teeth in this, even though it's non-binding. So that, I think, was a miss. But the 9/11 bill was terrific. This should have happened. And there were too many failures. The falsified, ridiculous nonsense in those EPA reports that the air is clean and safe. It's clean and safe. Just don't breathe it in. I mean, these people are dying. Horrible, painful, awful lung diseases are riddling their bodies. They've lost jobs because they can't work because they're so sick. It's just the first responders are left for dead, and it's just not right. So finally, this wrong is being righted. And I say bravo. That's a great Christmas present. That's a great Christmas present. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents on that, right or wrong, and what you think would happen with the lame duckers, 800-259-5791. Also, your best Christmas present. You know, it's not so much about the presents, and it's tough to top the great presents. I'll tell you mine as we get further along here. But before we do that, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Do you have the Christmas spirit?
Do I have the Christmas spirit?
You don't. You're asking that question out loud. You don't have it.
You know what I do for a job, Kate, and this is the worst week of the year for me.
I know. That's true. That's true. But it'll pass.
It'll pass, you know, but by Christmas, I'm worn out, man. I just want to sleep.
I want to sleep.
You know? So, although I think I will take my dad and my mom and we'll go see True Grit. That looks interesting. Never much on remakes, but Jeff Bridges is in that one, so it could be...
Yeah, and plus I just read a review where they said it was better than the original, that this True Grit kicks the rear end of the original, so I want to see it.
Did I tell you about The Fighter yet?
Yes, we talked about that. In fact, you opened up a discussion when you left the stage because I said, what's the best boxing movies that have ever been made? I used to really like boxing. And, I mean, everybody thinks about Rocky, Raging Bull, The Hurricane was another one. And I'm anxious to see it. You said it was just great.
Yeah. I apologize for yapping so much about it last night, Kate, but I just was like Christian Bale a lot, and I'm it's going to be a crime if he doesn't win the Oscar on this one. So
cool.
You'll see when you see it, you know, what I'm talking about. But I mean, you know, sometimes movies are out there, performances are out there that you just go, slam dunk, you know. I mean, you know, you just know they want it, you know. Like, remember when Misery came out with Kathy Bates? You're like, okay,
yeah, that was good.
Don't need to have the Oscars, just ship it to her right now, you know. And you know, there's just certain performances that are just slam dunk, and you... certain movies that come out that are, you know, last year was kind of a mixed bag. You didn't really know who was going to win it, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like this new idea of having 10 movies. I think that's crazy, but especially when they keep the other. We'll talk about Oscars later. What am I talking about that for? Hey, by the way, have you been hearing about all the rain and stuff going on here and the Mount West and the flooding down south in Utah? And
oh, yeah, we've talked about it. It's terrible in California. The mudslide, the roads blocked, the garages that are being flooded, the houses that are being flooded. It's the worst they've ever seen, and they're just in the thick of the storm now.
I was watching the news and watching these houses and just on the other side of the border in Arizona there and going off into the Virgin River, and, you know, you just, and these are $200,000-$400,000 houses, you know, gorgeous houses, you know. People who... Well, most of the people that live down there in southern Utah and Arizona area, and, you know, that's kind of where they retired at, you know, because they want to be down there in the warm weather year-round. And it's just, it's just so sad to watch it happen when it's, you know, Christmas time, you know. I mean, people are out of their house, you know, and oh, it's just sad, you know, and there's not much you can do about it. It's just Mother Nature, you know. And,
yep.
And, well, I'll tell you what, Springville, you know, little town just borders, it's not a little town, it's kind of big, borders Provo on the south side.
Yeah.
And Monday they got, in 24 hours, they got 24 inches, 2 feet. I mean, like, just like, you know, typically down along the front, you know, we're not, they don't get too much snow versus, you know, it pretty much stays up in the mountains, you know.
Yeah.
And up in my town, you know, we changed our name up, you know, I was trying to get everybody to change our name for a week up in Rock Springs, you know. You know, I was going to change it to Slush Rock. So, Rock Springs. I kid you not, Kate, it snowed all Friday, all Saturday.
Wow.
You know, I measured 8 inches on one of my newspaper racks, you know, deep snow. And then it rained all Sunday. And I said, oh, my gosh, you know what this is going to create? Of course, this idiot that was staying up there, one of our other drivers, he goes, oh, it'll just wash it away. And I'm like, dude, that's down in Utah when they have 2 inches of snow and the rain comes and washes it away. This is 8 inches of snow, dude. It ain't going to wash it away. And I'm telling you, I went out to get in my truck and, you know, still had my stupid penny shoes on, put my foot down, and, right, you know, it wasn't even a puddle. It was just that high. And soaked my foot and I'd go back and change into my boots. It was like, oh, you know, but yeah, just some tough weather. Of course, it's all going to move east, you know, and you know, I just, boy, it'll be sad to see who gets it on Christmas Day, you know, so.
Yeah, no kidding. That's rough. You know, that's when it's all about the family and you're just trying to get through it and you're trying to get to dinner and be around each other and not, because it's a disaster. I mean, when you have to deal with a flood, is anyone listening had to deal with a flood? Have you ever had to deal with a flood, Don? I've had to deal with a mini flood, but nothing like what they're going through.
I've never dealt with floods before. I've been in earthquakes and hurricanes, you know, and stuff like that, but never actual, you know, flooding or whatever, but, yeah, you know, there's always a first for something, you know. I get unlucky someday. But, now, by the way, are you going to be on air tomorrow night, or are you calling it holiday?
No. I'm on the air tomorrow night. I'm on the air tomorrow night, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we're off, but that's it.
All right. Are you going to Tampa again for holidays or staying in Dallas? Or?
No, I'm staying in Dallas.
Oh, that's smart. It's probably pretty warm there, so.
It is. It's pretty decent. That's the weather's okay.
What is this thing about white Christmas? I mean, is it because of the song? I mean, I like, you know, I just always kind of wondered about that. Is having snow in your yard or whatever supposed to make Christmas better or something like that or more merry or?
Listen, I grew up in a snowish area where it didn't snow all the time, but we had cool, cold weather. And when it snowed, there's something about it. It's pretty. You watch it fall. There's a quietness that falls down, I think, around you, even if you're in a big city. And it does feel Christmassy when it's white and you have that pure blanket of snow out there. There is a difference. I think so. I like it. Versus palm tree. Listen, I've been in all kinds of weather. I lived in Albuquerque where it couldn't be more brown. I lived in Las Vegas where you had drunk Elvises dressed like Santa Claus walking around and people are gambling on Christmas Eve. I've been in California where it's warm and it's all about the palm trees and it doesn't feel like Christmas to me. And it depends on what you're used to. Now in Utah, you get cold weather too. So it's cool at least. You know, you have a coat on, you have a scarf wrapped around you or whatever. And the same with Wyoming, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So that brisk weather, I think, feels a little bit different than when you're in that warm, crazy sunshine.
Yeah, but we have that all winter long, though, is the point. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I just laugh when I hear people like, oh, we want snow for Christmas. Like, look, hey, I get plenty enough for the year round, you know. And, I mean, I was doing this down in Ecuador, Kate, in my Mormon mission, you know. Our group wanted to go. They wanted to go up to the top of Mount Kayambe just so they could, you know, trek up this mountain for 4 miles, you know, and just so they could play with snow. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me, you know. And of course, they don't get snow there except up in the mountaintops, you know. But last thing before I lose you here, Rock. Crime shank. 9 years it took him to get this thing passed, okay? These people in New York.
I know.
I went into that.
I know.
They cut it from $6 billion to $4 billion.
I know. It's a crime shame that it took so long, but thank God at least it passed. Ooh.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Present giving or present getting, you're just a couple of days away from that if you're keeping score, because the 25th is obviously Christmas. Maybe you're running out trying to get some of that last minute stuff. But truly, for the 9/11 responders, this is a huge Christmas gift. It's something that they should have gotten a long time ago. And for some of them, frankly, it's probably coming way too late, after they've leveraged so much. As we continue to kick the can down the road here on America Tonight, I was also thinking about this in my own world. It's funny, trying to boil down what I thought was the best Christmas presents I ever got. Somebody asked me this because we got into a discussion. This is how it always starts, doesn't it? And I always say this, I'm having all these discussions during the day. But it's just a quick sidebar discussion about a presence and how Christmas is so commercialized. And, you know, maybe it's not about that. It's about doing the things with your family. It's about playing games and watching movies and hanging out and getting to spend time together, because so many people are living in different areas than most of their family lives in. And I boiled it down to two things for me, and both of them, lo and behold, were actually trips. I mean, I have a lot of good, great memories, in fact, of Christmas. But one of the memories that I have, and I only have bits and pieces in my mind about it because I think I was 8 years old when this happened, but I had a Christmas where we woke up, and there was probably, it seemed like it was Toyland. It was ridiculous. It just seemed like there was toys everywhere to me. And we basically packed up and went with our grandmother to the airport, who I didn't know as a kid, who had was riddled with cancer. But we were flying to California to see our aunt. And, you know, we're kids, and we're going to California. We're going to Disneyland, and we're going to San Francisco, and we're going to see everything. And we grew up on the East Coast, so we'd never been to California, and how cool was that? And that was a vivid memory, jumping on that plane. And then another recent vivid memory, it was a similar thing, packing up basically and getting to spend time, you know, with my mother, with my family in Hawaii. So kind of almost pushing Christmas off and finding a way to make it happen in Maui. I'll tell you what, as much as Don was talking about, what's the deal with white Christmas and why is it such a big deal? Because we always have cold weather and white Christmas here. I'll take that white sand or even the black sand in Maui any time of the year, especially at Christmas. That completely works for me. All right, one of the guys who checked in chat-wise, Trial and Error, you got to love that name. I'm thinking lawyer or just clever. When we're talking about best presents that you ever got, Trial and Error says, I've never got presents because I'm the person who gives the presents. And you know what? That's the way it is for a lot of people. It's more about the giving of the presents because you're trying to find that thing that somebody wants that you think will get them excited that, you know, they did great things for you during the year or whatever it is. But it's interesting the perspective you gain when certain things happen. You just ask those first responders what it was they got coming out of Washington and how long it's been coming, because this has been a long road for them, a truly over-leveraged road. I bet you Nancy Pelosi would tell you the best gift that she ever got, because it's been rough for Pelosi lately, right, is now the Democrats, after this success, and I wonder if this has anything to do with it, after the success with the lame duck Congress heading into it, Nancy Pelosi was consulting with Steven Spielberg. Oh, we're desperate. We know he loves the Democrats. He pours a lot of money into our coffers. He's good friends with ex-president Bill Clinton, and he's a Hollywood power man when it comes to politics. So let's consult Spielberg and see what we need to do, because we were killed by the Republicans in the last election. So lo and behold, the director is rebranding them. He's been talking about things that the Democrats can do, and he's looking into ways to help the Democratic Party change their image. How do you change your image? Very interesting, isn't it? That you go to a guy who creates his own reality to brand the new version of the Democrats. Wow. Building a strong party brand. How do you do that? How do you build a brand now versus what it used to be? And part of the problem I think the Democrats have is the perception and the reality, because the midterms were brutal. However, the lame duck Congress was huge for the Democrats. When they say that's a wrap, Spielberg knows this. You know, they wrap the show up, it's done, now they're going to go and edit it. and this is the process behind the scenes, the final weeks of Congress did prove one thing. It's what I said heading into this. And so many of you called the show, oh, lame duck, they're not going to have any kind of cooperation. Why would they have that? And sure enough, what did this last Congress show? That there was some of that, because there was massive divisions. And you had to have cooperation from the Republicans, or a lot of the things that we've been talking about, START or Don't Ask, Don't Tell, repealing that, or the 9/11 responders health care bill, any of that wouldn't have had a shot at passing if there wasn't this bipartisan cooperation. And people laughed about that. And I said, look back at Clinton. Some of the most successful years he had was when he didn't have Congress in his back pocket. It wasn't the same party. So for the entire 111th Congress, Obama can put on his list. I mean, look at the list. Healthcare, the overhaul of healthcare, rewriting financial regulations that should stymie Wall Street somewhat and contributed to the financial bottom out, the banks too big to fail, yeah, a whole bunch of things. And I don't agree with a lot of it. I don't agree with the START treaty. I think if I were someone who was a lifelong Democrat, just dyed in the wool, and I was excited about Obama, I would have been very disappointed about what happened with those tax cuts, because that was a deal. That was a brokered deal. The unemployment will kick in for 13 months, but what did Obama have to do in going back on his campaign promises in the end? The Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and, of course, the things that we've been talking about, the illnesses that have been linked to those first responders that are riddled with all kinds of lung ailments at young ages still, barely in their 30s. That's just ridiculous. And especially because the EPA told them they had a clear ride. Hey, it's clear sailing. Don't worry about it. Oops, upon further review, we've actually run some tests. And the tests show that it's not that good. I'm going to wrap up on this note because Don certainly brought it up. In California, boy, they are just drowning in the wet stuff. It has been so nasty. You have so many roadways that are closed. If you're heading out to Los Angeles, make sure you check. Hillsides are sliding, literally. There was a hillside that slid onto the I-10 ramp. Ever been down I-10? It's the strongest storm to hit Southern California. They're saying it's flood, it's mud, it's just nasty. Not supposed to wrap up until Thursday. They're lucky. Rock debris. Oh, I've seen that rock debris in California. You're not going anywhere. The rocks start to slide down the hill. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're getting hammered with rain. And some of this water is flowing into the houses. The mudslides, especially in like Laguna Canyon and some of those other areas, it's just awful. It's in houses and cars and streets, a bridge even buckled. Really, really tough for the people in California. Well, good luck to those people, and Merry Christmas to everybody else out there listening.